Welcome back to the Drive Podcast with me, Matt Pink, aka the Better Life Guy, and I've just run in from a hot run, walk, jog in the sand to meet the beautiful best friend, queen of dry, legend that is. She's back in the game, Crystal Day. Crystal Day, how are you?
Oh, what an intro. I'm good, thank you, darling. Yeah, it's lovely to be back because I was off gallivanting around Europe, wedding in Italy and skiing in France. So yeah, you've had a few weeks without me, but I am back and I'm good.
And I'm gallivanting, but I'm here, Crystal. That's the difference between me and you. I'm committed to the cause. You know what I mean? I'm in my hotel room, like propped up on a bin. And I've got a
He
bin,
loves
a stool,
it.
and a book that is my tripod. And we're in the game. So it's important to us that we get, you know, I love doing this. You love doing this. I'm only obviously joking. And it's our regular weekly chance to have a catch up, isn't it? And talk all things dry.
Yeah.
Good to have you back. And I've had Andy
Oh.
on it for 2 weeks out of the last three. I mean, where's
I know. How have you pinned him down? That's amazing.
Don't know, actually. I don't know how that came about. But, you know, we probably won't see him again for a while. He goes back underground for a few months now. We'll pull him out again for Dry Fest.
We'll wheel him out.
Yeah, but he's doing really well. And he's obviously done great things. And there's, you know, his Dr. Rangan Chatterjee podcast gone down really well. And he's still got, which is very exciting. He's got another one he's recording, which I'm not sure he's talked about yet, but that's coming out in a few weeks. But he's also done the
Oh,
Rich
yeah.
Roll one as well, which he has been talking about, and that's still not out. So that's exciting because that's going to be another big like storm of, you know, new eyes on him, new eyes on dry, new people trying to set foot into the world of alcohol free, trying to take a break, all that stuff. So there's quite he's doing his bit, to be fair to him. He might not be on the podcast, but he's chipping in with some big old podcasts and he's becoming a bit of a celebrity, I reckon.
He's a popular boy and he's brought so many new members to Dry, and it's been just absolutely lovely welcoming new people in and seeing so many new faces. And yeah, a lot of people came to us recently through his Rangan Chatterjee podcast, so it is exciting. So yeah, he's doing good work out there, isn't he?
Yeah, and we've seen that in the Get Dry course, haven't we? Where we've seen lots of new faces, more new faces than any course we've done before, which is great because I was winding up Jody and Holly and people like that because it's like they're like a whole new group of people, and we're starting to see them connect with each other, starting to see them make friends with each other, starting to hear about them meeting up or talking outside of the app, which is exactly what we wanted to create. And we've got, you know, the first crew that came in are just doing such good things with us. The life members are doing some incredible meetups. There's another one that SIBO's doing in York, which is now on the app, which happened in September. You know, they're just off and running and they're flying and just being great ambassadors for the whole space and Dry. And then we're starting to see the new wave as well. So I think it's exciting to see fast forward 5 years, 10 years, you know, how many of these groups can we create and how much of an impact are they going to have? And they're going to start their own microclimate and have different people that are being inspired by their journeys. And I suppose that was the original philosophy and idea of this, was to create something that gets everyone in the same room, but then also they spur out themselves and start growing and multiplying and multiplying, because ultimately we know that this life is the best life and that's the gift we want to try and give. And we're watching it happen with our very own eyes, aren't we?
Oh, and isn't it a beautiful thing? It's, you know, the friendships actually that people create in the app is unbelievable. And, you know, and then sometimes we find that maybe people have been friends for 6 months or even a year online in the app, and then they meet in real life, and then it's just, and they feel like they've known each other forever. So, you know, we really are creating something amazing here and connecting people. And yeah, it just feels like it's starting to grow its own legs. And I'm really excited to see where it goes, how many people will, you know, be affected and helped by all of this in years to come. It's just, yeah, it's so exciting.
We're watching our baby take its first footsteps, Crystal.
Oh, baby drum. Love it.
And that's why I think these meetups, we talk about this quite a lot, but me and Rich were talking last week. We're doing one in Cambridge in a few weeks. When is that? May, bank holiday. Again, all of this is in the app under the events tab.
May the 6th. It's the Monday, yeah.
Yes, that's right. It's the Monday bank holiday. And we're meeting in Cambridge and we're doing a bit of a hybrid, which is trying to make a difference. So rather than just do a dry meetup, or rather than just do a running dry meetup, we're doing a meetup in Cambridge. And if you want to do a walk, a run, a jog, a sprint, you know, whatever, a row, We'll just come along for a coffee and a chat, and that's going to be cool as well to do that on the 6th of May. So if you're around in the Cambridge area, the Essex area, the Bedfordshire area, wherever else surrounds Norfolk, does Norfolk border Cambridge? I feel like it might.
It's a very, I feel like it does. Yeah, I feel it must be Cambridshire, then Norfolk. I should know this
You
because
should
I
know this.
drive up there so regularly.
Jody would know.
She would, Queen of Norfolk and Suffolk. Yeah, I'll be there for the Cambridge meetup. So come and say hi. I'll give you a big cuddle. It's going to be a lovely day out. Cambridge is beautiful. We
Yeah,
love it.
we're at Cambridge, one of the places. It's obviously close to where we live, and we tend not to go there because I think it's close to where we live. I mean, we're always busy doing other things, and I think it's a good excuse to take the kids and go and see it, and maybe do a bit of punting while we're there, or go to the restaurant you keep telling me to go to. Yeah, this is a good
Bread and meat. It's the
chat.
best restaurant in the world.
Bread and meat. Do you know what? On that note, just quickly, I'm really missing my meat out here. I mean, because I've been on a bit of a carnivore kind of. I'm not fully carnivore, but eating a lot of meat and a lot of eggs and stuff. And then I've come out here, and it's very continental. So you've got all the cheeses and the hams and all that, but there's not that like grass-fed steak available, particularly. Or so I've been eating a lot of sort of processed stuff, and I'm sort of one thing I'm looking forward to getting home is having big fat steak and four fried
Oh
eggs on
yeah.
top. But anyway, we digress. So yeah, if you're around in Cambridge on 6th of May, come and see us. We also got Sebo's doing one in September. We're also looking at an island date to get confirmed in September. But most of all, we've got Dry Fest obviously taking up all of our time, and that's what I've been doing a lot of over here, is kind of like tying all that up. And that is in a matter of weeks now. So it's under
I
2 months away,
know.
which is mad. So I know plenty of you have got your tickets already, but if you haven't, get your tickets and come with us, because it's going to be a magical day. Like we say, you can do great things online, but you can't replicate offline. And just be in there, hopefully in the sunshine, a nice relaxed day, do as much or a little as you want. It's not going to be massive or intimidating. It's just going to be our little family and people that have been in the dry journey, or people that are interested in the dry journey. There's going to be a bit of yoga if you want to try, a bit of breath work if you want to try it. There's going to be alcohol-free beers available there if you want to try them. There's going to be a quiet area if you want to try it. And it's also family focused. So bring your kids. There's going to be plenty to do for the kids. It's just going to be a beautiful day out, and the kids' places are free as well. So you do need a kids' ticket to purchase, which is absolutely £0, but you still need to take that into consideration. But yeah, come along, because it's very exciting. When I've just done a question box on Instagram, just saying ask me any questions, and loads of people have put, oh, I'm coming, no question, but I'm really excited for Dry Fest, and
Yay.
getting those messages. I was like, yes, so am I. I mean,
Oh, it's.
I think I'll be excited when the last job's done, which probably won't be till the day after Dry Fest, but
Yeah, exactly.
it's going to be beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. And I love the fact, actually, that we've made it so family and kid friendly. Because, I've chatted to a couple of people online who've said, oh, I'm not sure, I've got kids. I'm like, bring the kids, definitely. I think that's going to be the beauty of it. They're going to be loving it. They'll be entertained. We've got so much on for the kids. So, yeah, do not think, if you've got kids, it means you can't come. If anything, it's going to make it even better. You'll love it. You'll have a great day out with your kids. So, come.
Yeah, and inspiring a generation, aren't we? We're already working on the youngsters
Yeah.
to show them that when they look back, and they will look back at their memories of summers and festivals and things like that, and they'll be like, I remember going to a festival with my parents or whoever, and I had the best day, and I had loads of me to do, and I was involved, and my parents were there, and we drove there, we drove back, and it wasn't like outrageous time. I wasn't watching mummy and daddy getting out of control throughout the day. It's going to be nice and leisurely. It's going to be nice and cool. It's going to be nice and chilled. And it's just going to be a beautiful day. I can feel it. Sun's going to shine.
It
Everything.
will, because you're there. Honestly, for anybody who doesn't know, if there's an event that's organized by Matt, the sun will shine because he is just lucky like that. So
Was
we'll
when I
be
landed
good.
in Mallorca and it was 13 degrees and raining.
Yeah, that was unusual.
But I guess it is kind of the luck of the draw in April, isn't it? And it's turned out all right. Yesterday I've got a little bit of pink going on. If you could see this on video, you would see it.
Mr. Pink looks pink.
Yeah. Got a little bit caught out by the 16 degrees or balmy temperature over here. But I suppose when you step foot in the sunshine for the first time in a place like Mallorca, first time of the year, easy to get caught out, but it felt good to actually feel it on your skin. And I was thinking to
Oh.
myself, like, I had a really horrible day yesterday. So obviously, For those of you who sent me those messages, thank you so much. It was obviously Rocco's 11-year anniversary of his death. And I was obviously away on my own, woke up, had a load of tears and just had a good old cry. And but weirdly, last night I felt really good. And I was like, why do I feel good? I almost felt like I don't usually feel good on this day. But I actually think it's because I did 15, 16,000 steps. I was on a mission. I was listening to loads of good stuff. I was reading a book. I was doing journaling. I was working. And then I sat around the pool and then I went to the gym again at night and then went out and just had a nice meal on my own. And I had a really, it's just a really nice day. For me, that contains everything I sort of need, like loads of movement, sunshine, reading, exercise twice. And it's incredible to feel how good I felt. And I think that's one thing to mention because, in contrary to that, you know, 8 years ago, 9 years ago, 6 years ago, I would have just sat and got absolutely plastered. And I would have done, I did it the day before it, I did it the day after it, and I sort of wrote off the whole weekend and week around that. I saw it as a real, like, horrible day. Whereas this year, having come away and just sort of like dealing with it in a much better way, and every year sort of it gets a little bit easier. Yeah, it feels like quite refreshing, quite refreshing today. So anyway, don't drag the mood down, but yeah, just want to say thank you because those of you reached out yesterday. And on that note, I'm obviously away, and that's what we were going to talk about because Pete, going away on your own is quite, I suppose it's quite unusual, really. Not too many people do it, which I still think is bizarre because why not? It's one of the, I think it's almost like one of life's secrets. Like I've come away, right, and I've held no punch about what I've done. I've gone to Mallorca for 4 days. I've flown there. I've got bed and breakfast in a really nice adults hotel. It's cost me £276 for the 4 days, right? I would probably spend that in at home if I was at home, you know, going training to London back, maybe a lunch here and there and a food shop. You know, I'd have spent that easily. And I've got such a nice place. So I've come away, get away from it all, feel the sun on your back. And I've done all this to get excited to get up and go for a run, go for a walk, go for exploring, go for, you know, I did a reel in the middle of the old town. I said to the reception, "How far is the old town?" And he was like, "Oh, it's about 15-minute taxi." And I was like, "All right, what is it to walk?" He was like, No, you can walk, it's miles away." I was like, "No, I do want to walk. How long is it going to take me?" And he was like, "I don't know, like an hour and a half." I was like, "All right, sweet." So I like in any of them person, but not in any person, lots of people do it, but me, let's compare it to me of old. No chance I'm doing that. I'm probably not even going to visit the old town because I'll be too busy at the bar in the hotel. Whereas I walked to the old town and I had my earphones in and I didn't know where I was going. And I was going up these garden paths and through an old church and just uphill, downhill, and just felt so like liberating and freeing. I thought this is so nice. Then got to the old town and had some tapas on my own, sat outside, watched the world go by, and then walked back again. And fitted in around that, recorded a podcast, having some work calls, and sort of the beauty of coaching, I suppose, is you can do it from anywhere. And just, I'm just a massive advocate for it. And I think I said to you before, and I always run it past the missus, and I say, like, I'm going, and it's not the first time I've done it, but definitely won't be the last time I've done it. And I do run a part, I say, like, I want to do this in a few months. What are you thinking? She's like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, as long as that space opens up and it's available for us and it's not going to be too detrimental for her, then let's do it. And so she's all right with it. But having said that, if I was asking her that question 5 years ago and I was drinking, she probably wouldn't be all right with it. And I wouldn't blame her because it's very different when you know someone's coming out here who's excited to go and explore an island, who's excited to go and get in the sun, who's excited to go and work from a different place because I could work from anywhere. It doesn't make any difference to me. And be inspired to create content in a new country and to talk the local language, to immerse yourself in the local culture, to eat the local cuisine. That sort of stuff, you can tell that I could talk about this for hours because I get so excited by it. And why would you not want someone to do that? And but having said that, if I was drinking, I wouldn't have done any of that. I'd have just landed here and I'd have just been leisurely drinking throughout the days and nights and would have been no use to anyone. I wouldn't have seen anything. I would have come back heavier, unhealthier, and probably miserable, in stark comparison to going home feeling completely refreshed, feel like I've escaped the world. And I'm going back again. And I haven't even missed, it's like I said this to someone yesterday, and I felt this isn't a really powerful statement. I haven't really missed home, which I think is sort of why I went, because I don't want to, I'm only away for a couple of days. Why do I want to sit here and spend time wasted missing home? I haven't missed it. I think that shows that I really needed to do it. Obviously, I'm going home tomorrow, and I'm starting to think about it now. And obviously, I can't wait to see, the missus and the baby and the kids, blah blah blah. But I think it's quite a powerful position to be in when you can say that. And actually, yeah, I've had a great time here. And yes, I'm going to do it again when I can. Yes, I'm going to look at the diary when I get back and see when I can fit it in later this year or next year, or whatever. And yes, it's going to have done my marriage and my work life and my family life no end of good, because I appreciate them. I appreciate everything I have at home. But I've escaped it for a bit, and I think more people should do it, especially if you're sober. The money isn't. It's not like I've got loads of money and I'm going shooting around the world. Like I said, 276 quid. If you can do it, if you work for yourself, I think it's worth doing. I think, is it ever something you would consider doing, Crystal?
Yeah, and it's interesting, isn't it? Because when I was younger, I think I would have, yeah, the idea of it wouldn't have even entered my head, I think, the idea of going anywhere on my own. But I think, as you say, especially being sober, I think just spending time on your own when you're away and you can explore, and just the idea of the early mornings. And you sent me a beautiful picture earlier of your run on a beautiful white sand beach that looked unbelievable. Yeah, 100% I would. And yeah, it's not something I've done yet, but I definitely would like to. And I think, the fact that you haven't missed home, I don't, yeah, like you say, I don't view that as a bad thing. I think you'll go back refreshed, and you needed that time. And I'm glad that you also had that time on your own, for that horrible day for you with the anniversary of Rocco. And I think, yeah, having a bit of solitude is really, really good. And I think it's something that as I get older, I feel that I need more. And I do it in different ways, just being at home, going for walks, just spending a day somewhere on my own. So there's ways that we can do it, but I think time on your own is so important. And yeah, being somewhere new, like how amazing to explore it.
That's a really good point you make, actually, because when we do our next step course, which by the way is starting next week, which is our self-development course, we talk a lot about scoring ourselves, and we break down different categories, how to score yourself in connection, in alcohol freeness, and in quiet time, and various other things as well, which we'll go into. If you're on the course, get on the course. You can sign up now, it's in the app. And the one that people always, well, there's a couple, but one of the ones that always people score low on is that quiet time, is that recovery time, is that time on your own. People just don't do it. And I think, like you say, I'm all or nothing, so I run away to Mallorca for 4 days. You're less or not all or nothing, so you go for a walk on the lake. Like it's the same thing. It's just our different personalities doing different ways. But I think you do it really well, actually. You're probably one of the best people I know at doing it, because you are so good at getting out and so good at walking and so good at spending time on your own and so good at reading a book and sort of having quiet time to yourself. But I think generally we are all so caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, aren't we? And just trying to climb over each day like it's a big obstacle and get to the next day and try and do it all again. And I think even winding it right down to taking 5 minutes out for yourself and then a cup of tea in the morning and sit outside at this time of year, that
Exactly.
be the world
Because
of.
there's so much noise now, isn't there? Like, we're so lucky to live in this world with podcasts and the internet and all this information. But actually, sometimes I do just feel like I just need to shut the noise out. And yeah, I think it really is so important, that quiet time, still time, whatever it looks like for you. And like you say, it can just be 5 minutes. But I think find a way, if you haven't already got that in your daily routine, find a way. I'm always saying this to people, just 5 minutes on your own, doing something. It could be barefoot in the garden, it could be reading a book, it could literally be sitting still having a cup of tea. This stuff doesn't have to be formal meditation, sitting cross-legged, closing your eyes, but it, I think it's, yeah, so key for our well-being.
Yeah, this is a good chat, good talk, and I can tell it is, because it's inspiring me as well. Because when I get home, I think I need to do more of that again. I think I've even got what I've noticed being away is A, I feel like my life, my last few weeks and months is sort of being archived. I feel like because I've stopped, it's all sort of being filed away under good, bad, learn. Well, I don't feel like you do that when you're constantly moving. And also B, I feel like my creativity is coming back. Because I feel like it's very, as a creator, which I suppose technically I am, it's quite hard to be a creator every day if you're really busy and stressed and concentrating on what the kids are eating for dinner and picking them up from football training and all of that. And then you've suddenly got to be a creator and inspire people. It's really difficult to do that. But obviously it does exist in me and I love doing it and it is very natural. But I it only comes out and I've got books and books worth of ideas that I've just had over the last few days that have just been allowed to come out because I've given myself the space to see it. So I think that's another unexpected thing of reason and joy of doing it. And I hopefully, I can start running again a bit more when I get back. My injury's sort of getting a bit better, but that's always been my escape. It's always been my lonely time. It's always been my thinking time and creative time. And I think, that not having that has probably led me to feeling even more sort of stressed and tight and I don't know, exhausted, maybe exhausted, because that's a little bit how I felt. And I think we had a great weekend in Centre Park last weekend, which was another good sober experience. I saw, and there was people there from Dry that were
I
knocking on my
saw.
door. So I got spotted like three times by three separate people, which was mad. It still fascinates me. And I spoke to two of them, and it was just wicked to like hear their journey. And one of them had a pink hoodie on, and it wasn't, but I thought it was our one. I was like, that was a bit, I wish it was, because that would have been amazing. But it was big shout out to those guys, because that was really nice to see them and just have a good chat. And then you can have that instant connection with people, don't you? As soon as you start chatting, it's like bang, it's that instant, like look in your eye where you're like, we're both sort of on this journey, and it's really hard.
Well, it's the dry family, isn't it? We call it the dry family because it does feel like that. You feel just that connection, and especially if you know somebody from the app and then you actually see them in real life, it is an instant connection. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I got one time I was in the pool and someone yelling my name across the pool. And you know what it's like in that subtropical paradise. It's like, can't with me trying to hold all the kids together. I was like, oh, and then luckily I got to see her again. It was Emma, because I felt really bad because it was like she was saying hello to me and trying to talk to me, but I was trying to make sure Rafi was not drowning and Cooper had run off somewhere. So I was like, lovely to see you too. Yeah, that was incredible. So yeah, we had a wicked weekend in Centre Parks for the kids, and it's been nice to escape. I'm back, baby. I'm back tomorrow, and it's back to normal. And it's going to be the next step course happening next week. The dry, I'm doing
Yes.
Get Dry April tonight. And that'll be good to see those guys. I'm back on the live tomorrow, which by the time this goes out will be today, or it might have already happened. So it feels good. Yeah, feel good, revived, refreshed, ready to get back and smash it. And then it's a proper rundown to Dryfest, isn't it? It's all systems go.
Yeah, Duracell Bunny is back. He's been to Mallorca. He's recharged his batteries. Watch
Yeah,
out,
baby.
people.
Watch out. I'm coming back hard. I mean, you're going on a little day out next week, which I look forward to spending some time with you there. We've got a little more beautiful ideas to sort of submerge into the world of dry, see how we can fit them all in and just make everything a bit better. So that's our tweak.
And again, we're taking the whole day out, taking ourselves out of Bedford, way into a bit of nature to get creative. And I think you do need that. I think you need sometimes a change of scenery. But that's the thing, isn't it? It doesn't have to, you don't have to leave the country. It can even just be a different part of your hometown. But I really do believe in giving yourself space to, allow those creative juices to flow. So who knows what we'll come up with next Thursday? It'll be brilliant.
Watch this space. And sorry if you can hear the Spanish maids outside my door hoovering. I'm guessing I'm going to get a knock in a minute. So we'll leave it there because you've got a physio appointment and it's been a great chat. And I hope you guys have got something out of that. And don't go pissing your partner off by booking a 4-day trip to Mallorca and saying it was my fault. Take Crystal's route first. Go for a coffee, go for a tea, walk around the lake, do something local. And we will see you next week.
Bye, everyone.